So the organisation basically was set up to support people who have been bereaved by suicide. The charity itself was set up in 2017 by Fiona Toomey, and she lost her 11-year-old daughter, Lily, to suicide. And of course, being devastated by that sudden and untimely death, Fiona searched Dublin to find a support, a suicide support group, and none was available. So that's how HUG was born. And the very unique thing about HUG is that all its facilitators have lost loved ones in this manner. So we have several groups throughout the country, and the local one here to us is obviously, we run out of Waterford. We provide a support group every second Tuesday, and it is in Waterford City. People come and attend, they talk about their loved ones, they talk about anything that's going on for them. It's not all heavy and crying. There's actually moments that we laugh, and, you know, we've become good friends, really, within the group. It's very much a protected space, that it's confidential, and you can share as much or as little as you want of your own situation.
Phyllis told me ways you can get involved.
To become a volunteer, as in to become a facilitator, you need to have been bereaved at least by 3 years, just so that you're stable enough in yourself that you can support other people. If that makes sense. Obviously, we want people who are caring and supportive. So HUG is a registered charity, and they rely on donations to help fund all our groups and ensure that our services are totally free of charge. You can make a donation and then go on to www.hug.ie. We have a virtual memory meadow, which you can plant a flower in remembrance of a loved one. Now the loved one doesn't have to die by suicide. You can just make a donation and put there's a little card, and you can put their name on it in memory of, or whatever your little message is. And yeah, then they will be remembered on our garden of remembrance.
For more info, visit hug.ie.